I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Jokes with Mark Simmons, the podcast where I chat to another comedian about jokes they can't get to work. As always, I'm joined by the one and only, it's cool, producer Joel.
Hello, Mark.
Hadn't even finished the intro and you were straight in there. I like it. Enthusiasm.
I was just enjoying, you know, the compliment.
We're back. Joel, the world is back at the moment.
Back. Yeah.
We recorded this on Tuesday and Monday was the first day that it was back. And did you do anything different yesterday?
Not yesterday, no, but stuff's going in the diary, you know, which is exciting.
Ooh.
Isn't it?
Yeah. What was the last thing you put in the diary?
We're going to go to Brighton for the weekend in June.
I'm in Brighton in June, I think.
Oh, good.
Are you coming to see me?
Yeah, here's the big surprise. We're coming to see you.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, cancel the trip.
No, I mean, it's Comedia, but it's in Bath. So it's...
No, thanks.
Do you want to go to Bath? It's lovely.
Yeah, it's lovely.
The Roman baths are very interesting.
Have you been around there? I have, yeah.
Really.
Also stuff. Excellent if you want to get some fudge.
Oh. I didn't know that.
It's just something I noticed when I was in Bath. Lots of fudge shops.
Are there?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
How's your week been, Mark?
My week? Oh, it's been a good week, Joel. Been a good week. Had my first live gig back yesterday.
Woo-hoo. Where was it?
Yes. Sonning.
Oh, yeah, Reading. I remember you saying.
A lovely little village. Mm-hmm. And it was delightful. What a lovely little theatre. Oh, it was great. I mean, I felt rusty in the first section because I compared. It was fine. Felt a bit rusty.
And did you come out? Did you address it? Did you come out and say that you felt a bit rusty? Or
no. I think... I can't remember. It's all a blur. It was great though. It was all over the shop. Like normally I have a bit of a plan of where it's going, but I was chatting to him, getting jokes off of what people were saying. It was good. It was really fun. And the second half was better because I'd sort of got into my groove.
Did people want to talk about the lockdowns and coronavirus or?
I didn't directly ask anyone about it.
Yeah.
Do you mean the audience?
Just like, did they want to hear comedy about it? I'm quite interested to know what the vibe is.
I did a couple of jokes about it and then just cracked on like normal. And then I think pretty much all the other acts did the same. A couple of jokes. I don't think people want you to bang on about it. I think people are fed up with it.
Yeah.
So that's interestingly, I do a thing where I say, give us a topic and I do a joke about it. And before the third lockdown, quite often people would shout COVID. Mm. No one shouted COVID. So maybe that's
people
a sign,
Joel. People are sick of it.
I took a poll and they decided they didn't want anything about COVID.
Good. There we go.
A survey, not a poll. Is a poll the same as a survey?
Yeah. Sort of. Yeah. It's a type of survey, isn't it?
Is it? Is it? Yeah. What did I do then, Joel? Which one did I do?
I think you just read the vibe.
I did the vibe. Mm-hmm. I read the vibe. Lovely stuff. And also, guess what else happened?
What else happened?
Have I told you this?
No.
I got a jab.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm jabbed.
Wow. That's exciting. Which one did you
get? Is it? Pfizer.
Oh, lovely. Well done.
Yeah, I got the good one.
Yeah, that's the one everyone wants.
Yeah. I was lucky. Mate. My sister-in-law went for her second one. And they were throwing some away because they got spares. And then I quickly... They phoned me and I quickly came down.
Oh, I thought that was building up to a joke then.
No joke.
They were throwing some away.
They have to, don't they? As in, I don't think they did throw any away because I came and I think a few others did. Mm. But because it has to be kept at a certain, you can't, I think it just, you, I mean, I don't know the rules.
It's like the film Speed. If it dips below a certain
temperature.
Yeah, it stops working.
So that's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tried to think of a joke about the Pfizer one, about something about the Pfizer comes with a silent P. I said, that's a weird side effect.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
But a P is silent, isn't it?
No.
Like, what's noisy? Because I was thinking about this, and it's like hitting the water at the bottom is noisy.
Mm.
But if you don't do that, it's silent.
Well,
if you
just some noise, I think.
If you do it up against a wall or something.
No, so you think that works then? Yeah, I think that works.
All right, lovely stuff.
Yeah,
there we go.
Great. Good. What a week. Have you had any side effects?
That's a very common question now. I was trying to think of a joke about this as well, Joel. I was thinking one of the side effects I've noticed is that I keep telling everybody either that I've got side effects or the side effect of getting the jab is that you have to tell everybody that you've had the jab.
Yeah.
Is there anything funny in that?
Need some work. I think it does need some work.
It needs some work, Joel. Yeah. That's what I'm here for.
Maybe it's like isn't the joke about
vegans?
It's the same joke. How do you know someone's had the jab? They'll tell you about it. Is the joke? Yeah.
Do you think? Yeah, there you go. Well, I was thinking about that last night, and I was thinking that it was similar to the vegan thing, but I couldn't, for the life of me, think what that standard vegan joke was. Mm. And you've just done it there.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, don't be sorry, Joel. That's good. We've just written a joke.
Yeah, there you go.
Is it funny? It's only funny if people have noticed that everybody tells them. Because I noticed that I told everyone I know nearly, and I'll save it for you, Joel.
And everyone puts it on Twitter,
don't
they?
Yeah, I didn't do that.
Everyone puts a picture of the jab up. Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe that's the joke. Maybe, how did you word it? you know someone's had the jab.
Yeah, how do you know someone's had the jab?
Because they posted a photo that they've had the jab. I think the first one's better.
Yeah.
So that's good. So I just had a dead arm. That's it. I had no side effects.
Yeah.
Just had a dead arm. And I've heard lots of theories. I mean, this is getting a bit too...
Oh, isn't it? With the Pfizer one, isn't it?
I think the irony of talking about how much nobody wants to hear about COVID and then to do this.
Oh, but mate, no. People don't want to talk about COVID, but people want to talk about the vaccine, I think. Because it's exciting to get your first vaccine. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I think with the Pfizer one, isn't it no side effects on the first one, but side effects on the second one? And with AstraZeneca, it's the other way around. No.
AstraZeneca, I've known people to have side effects both times.
Okay.
But
anyway,
I don't know,
can't wait for mine. Can't wait till they start giving them to the young guys, and then I'll get mine as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm a young guy as well, Joel, and I would have had to wait, but I was lucky that I managed to squeeze in.
Yeah, interesting how that worked. But I, who knows when I'll get mine? Probably one of the last ones because I'm so healthy and young.
Well, you know, good for you, Joel. That's good. You'll be you haven't had it yet. Have you had COVID yet?
No, I don't think so.
Maybe you just won't get it. Maybe you're just one of those.
What?
Some people just don't get it, do they?
What, the jab?
No, the
COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I might have had it.
You might be one that's just a silent one.
Yeah.
That's just, and you're the ones you need to get got.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're talking about, Joel. We're sort of rambling today.
Mm. I quite like it.
Yeah, you like it? Mm. Oh, okay. Okay, go. What else do I want to talk about? No, we've been talking way too long. I hope it's not been boring, everybody. I don't think it has. Is it? Well, I'm a question everything. Maybe that's a side effect.
Maybe. That would not be a good side effect, especially when you're about to spend a lot of time on your own in a car.
Joel. Mark. So great stuff.
We've
got a really good podcast this week.
It's
a very joke-driven podcast. It's with a fellow one-liner comedian, winner of Dave's Joke of the Fringe, 20-something.
Wow.
A few years ago,
Who remembers the Fringe?
He's a good friend of mine. And we did a panel show together. We wrote one and did it in Edinburgh called Punnel Show. And we talk about that in the podcast as well. Bit of fun. I think we should just get cracking with it.
Okay.
Let's do it. Let's do it, Joel. Let's do it. Here he is. It's Darren Walsh. You've got to do the effort. Oh. Somewhere on Little
Weedle. He was keen. That does get laughs. I just wanted to put it in.
Did know what was happening then.
Sorry about that.
Turned into a radio station. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an old reference as well now, Keane, isn't it?
It is, actually.
That was like... Because I think I tried to write a Keane joke when I started comedy, and I think that was when they were fairly prominent back then, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess not many people. Saying that, though, I do my Blur gag, you know, when I take a photo of the audience and then I turn around, it's a photo of Blur. Everyone still seems to know who Blur are, but I guess they're a bit bigger, aren't they?
But that's a... Yeah, I think people still know who Keane are. I don't think that's an issue. I was just going to tweet, check my tweet and see if I ever did do a joke about Keane. I feel like I did, but I don't know. Have you done any other band jokes? Because they're quite a... I did something about Bon Jovi. Something about I was going to... I've written a setup for a Bon Jovi joke. I'm halfway there. Or something like that.
That's good. But that's, like no, that's perfect because the joke is halfway there as well.
Yeah. The setup bit, yeah. That was a while ago. But do you think that would work in the club?
Yeah, I like it.
I don't know whether that would get a groan or not.
Well, what's wrong with that?
I don't know. I suppose I should keep the faith.
Yeah, I think that would work.
That's a good tag, actually, yeah. I didn't ever tweet a Keane joke. I just thought I had done, but no.
I've got one. I go to see. Let's see if I can get this.
Also, again, the same thing with the Bon Jovi thing. If you're playing Top Secret and there's a load of 20-year-olds in, they might not know.
I know that's quite a young audience there, but I haven't noticed the cultural references going over their heads.
I find worse midweek, they're younger, whereas the weekend when they sort of come in, it's a proper comedy club at the weekend.
Yeah.
As in, do you know what I mean?
Here we are.
As a professional podcaster, I should probably fill the time while you're sorting the tech stuff.
Yeah, well, you're going to edit this, aren't you? No?
No.
Anyway, this is... here we go. So I went to see... REM.
Okay, so you've got that's a picture. Okay, so
there's down. Let's go full screen.
There's a picture of REM, Captain Hook, Peter Pan.
I went to see REM and I noticed that the cast of Peter Pan was there, and that's Smee in the corner. Wasn't worth it for all that, really, was it?
That is worth it. I enjoyed that. I really enjoyed that. Because when you're doing it, I was thinking, I don't know if it needs the visual work, because in the setup, you were explaining what we were seeing. But you do need to know that it's me in the corner.
Yeah, so...
I think that's good. I like that. That's great.
I might stick that in tonight.
Oh, you got a gig tonight?
Yeah.
Who's that for?
Corporate. Not sure what company it is.
Oh, lovely. Oh, that's good.
What else was I going to try? Oh, yeah. I quite like this one. But, yeah, it doesn't get laughs, which is the whole point of this podcast, right?
No. That's just what I told you. I just want other one-liner comics to look terrible on my podcast.
Basically, and then you reel off all your gold as toppers.
Yeah. I'll just edit it in. And I just got you laughing then, so I just add that onto it.
I've got an Xbox.
Yeah.
All my mates think it's a bit weird keeping all of our stuff in a box like that, but it helps me remember the good times.
Nice. I wrote an X joke recently about when I was at school, the teachers told me to spell xylophone with an X, but I'd never had a girlfriend.
Brilliant. I love that. I really like that.
That's your sort of vibe, isn't it? Yeah.
Because it's funny because like it's absurd. Someone asking you that when you're at school as well. It's really good that. This one,
I know El Baldino's got an... says something about getting his kids an Xbox and then he pulls out an Xbox.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
Which I really like. Yeah, that's really good.
Korma, that's putting it mildly.
You've got a better korma joke though, haven't you?
No.
Slip into a korma?
Yeah, but I don't know. That's so old now. I think, what's his name? Yeah. Noel.
Noel James has got a version of that, I think. Yeah.
Got another one. Our backyard has been nominated for an award, which is great because we wanted a garden that wasn't overlooked.
Oh, good. That took me a second. That's great.
Okay.
Is that, that's a common, if you're buying a house, is that a common thing that people say is, I want a garden that's not overlooked?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a great joke.
Yeah.
So what was the setup?
Some of these are new jokes, by the way. Like, I haven't tried that on stage before. Yeah. It's just, we haven't been on stage for so long.
What was the setup for that again?
Our backyard has been nominated for an award. Yeah, I didn't want to use the word garden twice, but I don't know. Backyard sounds more American, doesn't it?
I think that's fine. Do you think maybe if you angle, well, it might work perfect, but if it doesn't hit as well as you'd like, maybe angle it that you're buying a house and there's one with a garden that won an award, which is great because we want one that's not overlooked. Do you know what I mean? So then, because that's more of a thing you would say when you're buying a house than if you'd already got it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, maybe the estate agent wants to show us, say, a house with a backyard that isn't overlooked. No, that's been nominated for an award. Maybe put an estate agent in there.
Because we asked him for a house. We didn't want a garden that was but it's overlooked.
Yeah, that'd help.
I don't know. That might be too much detail that's not needed.
I know what you mean, though. It's like you put a request in that you want one that isn't, you know, overlooked is maybe a better setup. Yeah, I like that.
That's good. Were you looking at houses and gardens and stuff that made you think of that?
I think so.
Or did you go the other way, that you were thinking about awards and overlooked and then went to what else is overlooked?
I can't remember. I know it popped into my head as I was having a wee. That's all I know.
You're having a wee looking into next door's garden.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah, the window wasn't open. That's it. The window was open. So I closed it.
The lady next door was sunbathing. I got my willy out.
That was it. I closed the window because I'm 6'8", obviously. And then, I thought, oh, we're not overlooked. Yeah, or something like that. And I think the BAFTAs were happening or something like that.
The BAF. Is there something
there?
Because you say, because that wouldn't work with me, because I say bath. I don't say
BAFTAs. I sometimes say bath or bath.
But it fits you to say bath.
Does it?
Because you tend to say...
Well, I'm more working class.
A
is
words.
Is it?
I think it's just northern. It's not working
northern?
Class. I think it's...
I suppose I am, really.
Yeah, bath. Yeah, that's... Yeah, graph. Well, when I went to uni, they used to take the mick out of me for always saying bath, and I'm working class, so that's, I don't think that's a working class
there's
thing.
One, I think it's a working class thing. I think I did one where there's a cock there was a cockney saying I'll have a BAFTA, but I can't remember what the setup was, you know, a cockney. Talking about BAFTA as a joke,
because maybe I'm talking shit, but when I was playing basketball up north at uni, the northern people would call it basketball and I'd call it basketball.
Okay.
So I think that is how I made that connection. Maybe that's not true. But bath, I do know that if you're posh, they say bath, that's a thing, isn't it? But
then wouldn't you, if you're from Yorkshire, go bath, bath?
No, that's what sheep do.
This is a real lull now, isn't there?
LOL.
A real lull. I like this one. This is another new joke. I challenged a clairvoyant to a mind reading contest. What was I thinking?
Nice.
That's more of a chin stroker though, isn't it? You know how some jokes are like, yeah, that's clever, but it's not like
loud. Yeah, but I like it because it's, I think, so hate, I don't want this to be a podcast of going, oh, I think I've heard that before. I think I've heard versions, but I like that because the challenge element to it, because that is something that you would go, what was I thinking? Like, it's a real reason you would go, why would I do that? Of course they're going to beat me at that.
Right, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So that adds a layer to it.
Yeah.
Rather than just saying, I saw clairvoyant. What was I thinking? That there's more to it.
So how would you word it?
That. How would I word it? It's not my... Oh, no, how you okay, did it. I liked cool. it. Yeah, yeah. I was just saying, I think you could... What was I thinking? You is a natural jump. You were like if you were trying to think of something for that. That's the natural go to would be a mind yeah. reader. But by adding the challenge part, because it adds, it means the what was I thinking on the other side of the joke makes yeah. sense.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't tried that yet. So, yeah, here's another one. Here's another one I like. Doesn't get a laugh.
Okay.
My girlfriend said, do you want to try it doggy style? So we both ran down the road chasing after an ambulance. Row! 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 Row!
Oh my God. Oh, I do like that. That's not. It's just so much. What I love about that is you've gone to so much like effort to extra you've added to it that you didn't need to.
It's like there's the punchline and now let's really ram it home.
I think I had an idea since lockdown of a doggy style joke about, did you know if you do it doggy style you last 7 times longer, which I quite like. So it's like dog years.
Oh,
so it's, but I feel like I feel like it will take people too long to try and work out.
I didn't
what
get
I'm
that one
at.
Really.
Yeah, yeah. It's not in my list of things no. to try. It's just something I thought.
I've got this other one that's
unusual for you. You don't normally do sex-related jokes. That's,
I've
do
been
you?
Writing
you...
some really filthy ones. Really, I don't know why you? They've just been popping into my head. I'm
someone's been watching porn in lockdown.
Window open, neighbor's garden. I've got this really dirty one. I go, I'm really anal.
Oh God!
Actually, that kind of ruins the punchline because I've already said it's going to be dirty. Yeah,
it's fine. It's only a podcast.
Yeah, I'm really anal. The whole flat has to be completely spotless before a cock goes up my ass.
Oh, you totally got because the beautiful yeah that's I think that helped that we knew it was going to be dirty because when you said the whole spotless thing I thought oh that's the joke because he said it's going to be dirty and then no actually it's just it's clean and
right then, yeah cock up yeah the ass. Spotless thing is a good it throws you off the scent.
I have a joke about I think I've said it on here about I'm really paranoid. I told my mate that I use sanitizer all the time. He was like a bit anal. I was like, no, just on my hands. And that in my head, that isn't a crude joke. But sometimes it gets a ooh like that, and I was like, I think I'm not a good judge of what's crude and what's not crude.
You reckon?
But to me, there's nothing wrong with that. But I think some people would look into that too much and go, oh, he's using it for lubricant and he's talking about anal sex, which I'm not. Or to me, it's just. Oh,
it's pretty.
He thinks I'll rub it on me.
It's pretty. It's quite a dirty visual.
Yeah, but that's not how I think of it. Which is
really.
Yeah, I just think it's funny because I've because clearly when they say bit anal, they mean bit anal. So I've just misunderstood that they think that I stick it on my bottom. What are you talking about? No, on my hands. Do you know what I mean?
I had a hand sanitizer joke. Well, I haven't done it because I can't find a can of Tizer because they don't seem to sell. Do you remember Tizer? Cans of Tizer? The soft drink.
Yeah.
I was going to sellotape 2 cans of Tizer to my wrists and then 1 can of Tizer to my knee and go, I've got hands and knee Tizer. Hands and knee Tizer.
Oh,
but I think it's just as well I can't find it.
There's a lot of effort, but I like it. It reminds me of we did a joke. I want to come back to... Okay, there's 2 things I want to say. So one, for stupid props, I once put a CD on my feet, CDs on my under my shoes. And then I think I told you about this when we were thinking of panel show jokes, but I never did it. So I walk on with CDs under my feet and I go, that's my walk-on music, which I thought was funny, but I'd never tried it. It's not really my my vibe.
I like it. I like it. Yeah.
And then the other thing, what was I going to say? And oh yeah, I was going to say about the, that reminds me of the joke that we wrote for, so on Punnell's show, we would have lots of different rounds, and there was a round called the menu, the restaurant menu game or something. And then we would both mime sort of wordplay. They'd have to guess what that's we're right, miming, yeah. basically. So the simple one would be the full Monty music would go on, and then we'd go buck, 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 and start taking our clothes off, and that's chicken yeah. strippers. So that's one of the easy ones. And then there's one that no one ever got, and there's no, it's obvious no one got it, but you'd go, here are your chips, oh, yeah. sir. And then I'd go, they're all exactly the same length yeah, that's that I asked yeah. for.
And on time.
They're all the same length. Yeah. Exactly the time I asked for, the same yeah. width, the right circumference. They're all the same at the exact time I wanted. And we just keep repeating that over and over. No one would ever get it. And we go, that is efficient chips.
Efficient chips. I think one efficient person got it chips. Once, didn't they?
I think, no, but I think some people used to come back and watch the show more than once. So I think they cheated.
Oh,
if I
okay.
remember.
Why would, yeah, okay.
there's no way anyone ever got that. It's ridiculous.
Forgot about that.
Cool. So what else you got down?
I think that's, I mean, I've got this, I don't know. I mean, this is something that it literally either gets a big laugh or nothing. And this is something I've tried on stage. Okay. So I just go, whoop,
whoop, that's the sound of the police.
Uncle Darren.
Hang on.
Is this all part of
no.
it?
No. I've just got to make a little change. So
can I try and guess
yeah,
it?
Here we go. So
okay, go on.
Whoop, whoop, that's the sound of the police.
Uncle Darren, Uncle Darren.
It's the sound of my niece. and then I do another one, a follow-up. And then I do a follow-up, like, you know, a bit later on in the set, and I just go,
whoop, whoop, that's the sound of the police.
Athens, Athens.
It's the capital of Greece. I can't figure out why none of these got laughs. And then I'd end on this one.
Whoop, whoop, that's it's the sound of the police.
Geese. Oh, this is a fun game. Do another one.
That's all of them.
Cheese.
I did one with different types of quiche. Like,
sound of the quiche. Like,
Lorraine, broccoli.
It's just rhyming. It's just rhyming.
So basically, the only audiences that were laughing were people that are really into rhyming.
At the poetry meet. Right. At the poetry slam. Yeah. They love it.
So I don't know.
That's brilliant.
But I mean, do you think that would...
Shall we talk about another joke
yeah.
that we couldn't get to work in Punnell Show that we did so many times? And I still can't work out why it didn't work. Was before... So we would start the show and we'd do a little bit first. And then we'd have two panelists. And we'd introduce them. And then we'd always... I'd say, so who have we got? And you would guess different people, and you keep guessing, and that yeah, and I go, that's not our guest comedian. So you'd say, it's time for our guest comedian. Is it?
Is it Sarah Miller again? Is it Mickey Flan again?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, I forgot we did that bit. Which maybe that threw the joke because they were thinking we're just doing the joke on again thing. But it never worked. And even when we explained it, but I think guest and guest, who's our guest comedian? And then you're guessing the comedian. Why doesn't that work? That to me, that makes perfect sense. But in the probably 100 shows that we did, I don't think that ever worked.
Yeah, I had a joke.
We stuck with it though, didn't
yeah.
we?
I had a joke. I've just started up a hotel business, but it went bankrupt. Should have guessed.
Should have guessed. That never got, yeah. Did that
didn't
work?
Get any likes?
Well, or... I mean, that doesn't make perfect sense in the guest having a guest at the hotel, I suppose, because you say it should have had.
Should have guests. Had a guest. I should have had a guest.
Should have had a guest. Yeah, that almost.
No, that doesn't work.
No, it doesn't quite work on the other side then, because it was guess.
I don't think. Yeah, guest.
Maybe there's something just
doesn't work as a joke.
But why not? To me, that sounds the same.
Yeah. Yeah, I really want to make that work.
Comedian. Yeah, we had a. I'm going to have a guest. Maybe if you had a show that, and you said we're going to have a. I think it's guest and guest is the problem.
And guest being in the past tense.
Yeah, that might be the issue.
I don't know.
Can you think of anything else upon the show that didn't work?
Interval.
Oh my god, I can't believe I did that.
You.
What did you make me do, Darren?
You had
a picture of a vole.
Printed out a picture of a vole on a piece of A3 card. And
what would I do to it, Darren?
This is the enter vole. And then we play me.
No, what would I do before that?
Okay, this is the enter vole. And then you'll get drinks. And then it'll play a song and
it'll go,
enter vole, enter vole. And then you'd stand up and act out having... sex with the piece of A3 card with a vol printed on it.
I don't think we said enter vol first because that sort of gave it away. I think enter vol might have come after, but the whole thing was enter vol, it's the enter vol, and that'll just be shagging a bit of paper. I can't believe I did that.
I thought that was funny. I can't remember what else.
I think that went down the right. I think some people were really, because it was like a daytime show, like a midday show. I think some people were a bit sort of put off that I was thrusting into a bit of paper.
I don't think we did that at Edinburgh because there was no interval. There was no interval. I think that was just an evening.
I think we tried to force
it. Oh, did we?
I think so. I think we basically halfway through the show said, now we're going to have a little interval. And then you go interval, and I'll shag the paper for a bit, and then we just say, okay, type this interval over or something. I think we made that work because I'd start doing it, maybe without the cue, and everyone's like, what is he doing? And then we put it away and went, that was the interval. I think that actually made it work, if I remember correctly.
I can't remember that at all.
Because I think it worked better when they were just going, what's he, rather than them knowing what we're doing, they're like, why is he bumming a vole? And then when we said, okay, that was the interval, I think that worked.
That was our technique when flyering, wasn't it? He's like, do you like people bumming voles? This is the show for you.
Oh my goodness. Well, do we have anything else in that?
I can't remember. There's a clip on. I think there's a clip on YouTube or something. I can't remember.
Where is there? I don't know.
I can't remember, to be honest, mate.
Bit fun, wasn't it? Yeah. Have you got any other bits that you're gonna?
Right. Well. Okay. I'll do this bit. This never gets a laugh, but I quite like it. Hang on. Just a sec. Right, okay.
Is that a real phone call?
No. Okay, this is what I do. I go, hello? I don't know who that was, but they obviously had a lot of hang-ups.
I thought it was going to be a Morse code joke.
Did you?
But what you will find happen, and this is quite funny, in the corporates that I've done on Zoom, if I go, so none of my jokes are really particularly too rude or anything, but some of the setups seem like they could possibly end up rude. Right. And the face of the organizer when you do the setup is always so funny because they look like they look panicked that you're going to say something inappropriate.
I never get that, even though it's weird. Like sometimes after my gigs, people say, well, do you know what I like about your comedy? It's not rude, you know, you don't swear or anything. And I've literally used the C word, but people just don't register it for some reason.
It's because it's silly.
I guess because it's quite a fast pace and like all the rude words don't stick in their mind. I don't know.
Do you actually use the C word? What's the joke use a C word? Because I got, so the joke I spoke about on here where I've used a C word, actually I've got two. Actually, this actually softens it for later, where I say, just to warn you, at some point I will swear. I thought I'd just get out of the way now. I'll say the C word. Ocean. So I do that to sort of, so that they know something's coming later. And then later I do the joke where I say, I went up to a mate, I said, here's your cup of tea, you cunt. He said, that's a bit strong. I said, you haven't tried it yet. Which I love that joke, but it can really tense up a room when I said,
really like that.
But it's such a funny sentence.
You know what I hate about censorship? It's when they say you're not allowed to go on stage and start, you know, talking about, and then they say you're not allowed to cunts.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. Usually.
I've got this other joke, right?
That's so silly. You can get away with it, and it's also, I think you can get away with it because it's highlighting the whole point of not being allowed to swear. Right. Do you know what I mean? Right. So it's not like you're just an awful sort of swearing, just going cunt this, cunt that. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? There's a point to it. There's a reason. And I think in a joke, with my joke, you have to say that word. It doesn't work if you say, it would work a bit if you went, here's your cup of tea, twat. That's a bit strong.
I love that joke.
I think, mate, you know what? Maybe I should say twat.
No. C word's funny. Can you tell the whole joke again?
I went up to my mate. I said, here's your cup of tea, you cunt. He said, that's a bit strong. I said, I haven't tried it yet.
Love it. Or you could change it to just go, it's only because we were running out of milk or something. I don't know. Because sometimes a cup of tea,
that's a bit strong.
Because you haven't put much milk in it, and you go,
different punchline. Yeah, we've run out of milk.
A bit strong. There's not much milk in it.
I quite like that. I think run out of milk is better because milk is at the end. Whereas if there's not much milk in it, you've given the punchline away a bit earlier with that.
I love that though. That's a great joke.
Oh, maybe I'll try that with the milk at the end.
Yeah.
Maybe. But again, like I say, sometimes in some rooms, it won't get a laugh because people just are too shocked that I've said the C word.
I've never had that. Yeah.
But then in your one, C word is the punch. Mm. Whereas with mine, it's set up. So then they still got to be on board after I've said it. Do you know what I mean? So the shock can come after with the laugh with yours.
Right, yeah.
Whereas there's no laugh with my shock, with the shock of the setup.
Yeah.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I don't know. It's still a great... Yeah, I know what you mean. You'd kind of want the shock of the swear word to be with the punchline, but that's still a great joke.
But I don't know. You know what? I don't know if I have tried with twat.
No, no.
Because if you call someone a twat, but at the end of the day, if you call someone a twat, that's still a bit strong.
That's not strong, though, calling someone a twat.
Would you not say that? If you, oh, you twat, that's a bit strong. Would you not say,
I think,
would that not happen? Did it have to be C?
I think twat swear word is not.
I don't know why I'm saying C. I've said the word about 10 times already.
I don't think the word twat is generally considered a strong swear word in the world of swear words.
So what's strong nothing, after that you can call someone?
Nothing is stronger than the C word.
Bitch. Bitch is a, if it's to a woman, that's quite strong.
Knobhead.
I went up to my girlfriend. I said, here's your cup of tea, you bitch. No. I can't do that. I can't do it. I hated saying it.
It just comes across a bit nasty.
Because they'd hate me then as well. Whereas if it's your mate, sometimes you can go to your mate, yeah, you're okay. What are we talking about? Oh, mate, that's time. That's flown by.
Can I?
Let's call it there.
On this one bit.
No, oh, see you there. I'd love to just pause that then. Oh, that'd be funny. I'll get Joel to cut it there. That's really funny. Darren Walsh, hashtag Wooga to Darren Walsh, a guest for the second timer. Gary Walsh, I was about to say. That was Gary Walsh.
My good friend, Gary Walsh.
I think there's a comedian called Gary Walsh.
How was your comparing last night? Did you remembering names?
I'd never remember names. I'm really terrible at that. Yeah. I put all my effort into remembering the sound guy's name. So that's just, I can't remember audience members' names.
No, not audience members, the other acts.
Oh, cool. So that's fine.
Yeah.
I wrote them on my hand. that's fine. Yeah. Good acts as well. We had Laura Lex on, friend of the show.
Yep, she's great.
And Garrett Millerick. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be a friend of the show. He's going to be cool. on soon. I'm going to record with him soon. It was great. Really nice catching up with comics in the green room.
I bet, yeah.
And all that stuff. Yeah. Really, I was really, just really upbeat all day yesterday. It was great. And then I've got another gig tomorrow in Southwark.
Lovely.
So, yeah, and that's a good lineup as well, actually. I can't remember who it is, but I remember it being good.
Check your hand.
Jeff Innocent's on.
Okay.
Check my hand, yeah. Mm. So, Joel, we're going to... So, as always, if you enjoyed the Darren Walsh podcast, let us know at Jokes with Mark across all social media. Always like to hear from you. Any feedback on the jokes as well? And also, there's a bonus. There is a really good bonus episode of the Extra podcast with Darren Walsh over on the patreon.com/jokeswithmark, as well as episode 7 of 361 jokes, 361 jokes, 5 at a time, the hit podcast exclusive to our Patreon. So go check that out as well. If you feel like it, we would love it if you head over to Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star review.
I would love that.
That would be, it was really, really helpful. And also, while I'm doing all this verbiage, share the podcast with your friends. that gets more eyes on the podcast, ears on the podcast. That's what we like. I've got all that out of the way, Joel. Thanks for listening, everybody. Is there anything more from you, Joel?
Nothing more from me, Mark. Anything more from you, Mark?
Nothing more from me, Joel. Hashtag a wooger, everybody.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.